Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emacs the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 30. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, an acronym for Music Activism News. And for those who are at Blog Talk Radio, Lake City Radio, you can feel free to just stop listening from there. Call in at 646-478-0944 and at least let your thoughts be heard. Before I go to the 216-400, the 216-394, let me give you three quick disclaimers that we can go through. Disclaimer number one. You get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944, and I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, call back or press one. Before I check on the phone callers, just allow me to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment. Because if I don't do it now, I probably won't get to it. Number 10, wow, you had a major men's day going on. More on that in just a little while. Number 9, wow, Ronnie B. We'll get into what happened the past Friday evening. Number 8, Black House Sounds. You'll find out why in just a little while. Number 7, re-debuting. Well, actually, it's the last Apollo show that's coming up. more on that in just a little while. Number six, wow, National Action Network. More on that in just a little while. Number five, major gospel concert coming up this Saturday. More on that in just a little while. Give you time enough to get things together to write some of this stuff down. Number four, well, the past weekend it was nice. Broadway and Fleet area. You had graph, you had drums. If you want to see what happened, you can check out the video or the Facebook Live on E-Man Kingley's page. A lot of hip-hop was done, the culture, the graph, like I said, the drumming, all kinds of stuff. Number three, if you go to Facebook, you could take a look because it moved up. The Open Street Cleveland MLK Drive that happened, I will say, the past weekend at Martin Luther King Drive. People could dance in the streets. Some did Zumba, all kinds of stuff. Number two, debuting, of course, Jay-Z, Beyonce were in town last week. And then, whoa, 2 weeks in a row, MJ number one party. More on how that turned out in just a little while. Think about it. Thunder, lightning, hip-hop, poetry, nobody running out the rain, excellent food. Yeah, that happened. If you missed it, we'll get to it in a little bit. Before I go to the first phone call, I'll let people know that if you choose to, check out Joseph Motley Jr. period on Facebook or Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. You can Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic or Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. You might want to check it out tomorrow as we have a young 8-year-old lyrical phenom that's about to hit in, as well as the remnants and the fallout from that MJ number one that happened. And, of course, I want to let people know the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling off of Ivanhoe, 44110 between East 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue, where the number 1, the number 37, and the number 28 bus passes by. And before I go to the phone call, it's because I have a couple of others. I want to let people know that the Mothers and Fathers of Unity Legacy Weekend Gospel Fest, honoring the lives of Angelo Easy Miller and Antoine Atkins, with a balloon release, gospel entertainment featuring Black House Sound, 1008 Vision, Better Off Kingdom, food, and more, is this Saturday, August the 4th. 6301 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102 at the Matt Zone Rec Center. And also, before I go to the first phone caller, I'll let you all know, because you say I don't tell you about anything. So I'll let you know that the OPN solution is this Friday, 15453 Euclid Avenue, 44112. It's every first and third Friday of the month, and it's at the corner of Euclid and Taylor. So it's co-chaired by Black on Black Crime Incorporated, you know, Press People's Nation, Black House Sounds Report, Vice President of East Cleveland City Council, Ernest L. Smith, will have his report. Music mix at 4:30 p.m. the Cleveland Standard Time, and at 5 to 7 is when the festivities begin. Special guests coming in this week. I'm not going to tell you all of that because I have so many people on the phone lines. I'll give you some more information in just a little while, but I'm going to go to the 216-400 phone number. 216-400. How are you doing out there?
Well, Mr. Porter, I'm doing quite well. And I also like to tell the listeners, if any of them have been taking Valsartan for high blood pressure, to check with that doctor again, because it has been an urgent recall, because they found out it was tainted with a cancer-causing element. So that's, and talk with that doctor about it. So there you go. And I want to thank you for everything that you've done. So keep up the good work.
I'll do my best to continue on. And thank you so much. And may you definitely enjoy what you hear before we get into the 216. 394 and a 216-820. Thank you. And as we go to move into our other phone callers, I would at least like to say that if anybody chooses to, you can go and check out still, for the informational purposes, the Facebook Live that was done off of MJ number O-N-E-E. So it's capital letters. So if you go to Facebook, you could just find it under MJNUMBERONEE, the Stop the Violence Birthday Celebration. You could find it on the page, or maybe Al Porter Band in the Street tonight as Black House Sounds, an eight-year-old MC phenomenon, as well as a teen poet. Last Thursday, they did some Diana Ross legendary. You remember, she performed during, like, pouring rain, the thunderstorm, and all of that. And the reason she stayed was because they were ushering people out of there. And she didn't want anybody to stampede or what have you. So she took the major deluge. And if you're wondering about that, you got a smartphone, just Google it up. All you got to do is put in something like Dana Ross thunderstorm performance. And let's just say it like this. Same thing basically happened last week, because you had rain coming up under the pavilion. And we performed in honor of slain teen MJ in the midst of, like I say, thunder and lightning last Thursday, as witnessed by Diana Hills. She had her, Diana Hill, had her Facebook album called 2018 Stop the Violence Memorial Birthday Picnic for MJ. Fred Barkley's Facebook Live, Inner City Republican Movement, Peter Corrigan, candidate for county executive, Bev Goldstein's team, you know, she's running for District 11 against Marsha Fudge. DJ Monique, National Action Network showed up, members of Black Man's Army. We had Black on Black Crime, Inc. in the house. Hey, Diana Hill's a member, so is General Don Walker Brown. Rain don't stop nothing, and the food was off the chains. It was a joy to be there and do what we were supposed to do. Before I go to the people on the phone line, I will put out there, because you can look it up on Facebook. It says auditions for, lowercase a, then a capital A, Cleveland Story. That's tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 2345 Lee Road, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118, Cleveland Heights University Heights Public Library, courtesy of Major Taps, who made that announcement, think about it, last week. So for those who listened last week, you got a head start to prepare for the auditions for a Cleveland Story, which is happening tomorrow. I'm going to go to the 216-394 number after letting people know that you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or you can go to the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. And as I move things on down, which I sometimes get a chance to do, WHK 1220 AM, The Word, that's Saturdays, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, The Tony Fruits Show. I'm going to get into after this phone caller while I brought that up. Let's go to 216-394, who's probably saying, I talk too much, and that's true. Anyway, 216-394, how you doing out there?
Okay.
That's good. Who am I talking to?
Alicia Kirkman.
Wow. You know something? First of all, I want to say I appreciate you calling, because you helped me out while I was getting together for the radio program tonight. I got a chance to look at the Facebook Live and see that you were down there as a part of the Community Roundup number 2, which was held at the Jane Etna Hunter Social Services Center. And so with that being said, what's on your mind this evening? And one thing I can say, you can always call back if there's a disconnection. That's one thing that I can greatly say that I appreciate with this program. As a matter of fact, I will say that you are listening once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets, which stands for none other than music, activism, and news. And when it comes to giving out information, before I go to see what's happening with that 216-820 phone number, I should probably also let people know, I think it's very, very interesting because I started on it. And, hey, The community roundup was held at the Jane Edna Social Services Center on how Armand Budish expert panel, you know, they went on and you had a listening transitional team, and that transitional team was of the whole department heads and others like that. So we will say that the listening team that consisted of workers and all that from the Jane Edna Social Services Center, they canceled on the last three listening tours. Now, Armand Budish's team said they'll give their final report, but as of right now, they ignored Kimberly F. Brown's recommendations team and the sleepover committee's demands, where Man in the Street was part of both, which is a weird way of doing that. But then again, so was General Donald Walker Brown. Well, tonight you had such groups as Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Alicia Kirkman, the Brown Report newspaper, Fathers Lives Matter, BMA, Black Man's Army, Peter Corrigan, County Executive Candidate, Bev and Team Goldstein, District 11, Congressional District, Mothers and Fathers United, news media was there, and I'm glad that a lot of strong messages can be heard. With that being said, let's go back once again and see about this 216-394. Hello, once again. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. My phone hung up. I apologize.
That's all right. Can you at least expound on, please, the importance of this coming weekend?
Well, this coming weekend, I'm having a gospel fest, and it's at 6301 Lorraine Avenue. That's Michael J. Zone Recreation Center. We're going to have entertainment, and we're going to also have food. You know, I love feeding people. But the importance about it, I lost my son 11 years to police brutality, and I lost my brother 12 years ago, a year before my son, to urban violence. And it's very important to me because the first year that my, the same year that my son got killed, you know, I turned my pain into purpose. You know, I wanted to give back, and I wanted to make a difference, and I wanted to save people lives. You know, what happened to my son and what happened to my brother, you know, I didn't want another mother to endure the same pain, you know, that I have to endure each and every day not having my loved one. So, you know, I decided, you know, I got an organization, Mothers and Fathers of Unity, and we just decided every year we give back to the community. We bring gospel, we bring motivational speakers, you know, to try to save our youth. And, you know, our kids, they learn each and every day, so they copycat her. And I say, you know, what a good way to copycat, you know, positive, like, you know, your Al Horder, like with workshops, they can see the young people, the talent, because every young person have talent. We just got to get it out. Every young person is special in the inside of everybody have talent. We have a hidden talent somewhere in there. So if we just bring different things to our youth, you know, let them copycat. Let them, I like to see him rap. I like to see her praise dance. Oh, I like the way she speaks. And that'll get them more involved. And that's saving a life. Because it might have been a child that decides, you know, that's not on the right path, but just something they hear or something they see that day. You know, I don't care if it's 200 people out there, and if I change a life for one person, if somebody, that one child, takes in something from my event, I did what I was supposed to do. So that's is very important to me, you know, because we're losing so many of our youth every time we turn around.
Wow.
You know, we're losing our youth, and, you know, that's why it's important.
Well, I appreciate that. And before I go to the other phone callers, this is so important. Can you please tell us once again the address, the time we should be there, and just what is the name of the event?
The address is 6301 Lorraine Avenue. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. It's up at Michael J. Zone Recreation Center. The mothers and fathers, we are hosting the Legacy Weekend of my son, Angelo Easy Miller, and my brother, Antoine Atkins. And that's it's from 12 to 5. And it's open mic. So whatever your talent is, you know, got to keep it clean. It's a gospel fest. So you're welcome to come and give us what you got. And I'm
Thank
so
you
excited.
In advance. You should be. I'm excited and looking forward to it. I also want to say people who have worked with you throughout the years are still, and I mean that, they're still, you weigh heavy on them. As a matter of fact, I was talking with a young lady before, I believe. Danielle was telling me that that was her first march, was when we went down through the scene of what happened with the police shooting down towards
yes.
Legacy Village area. And it was something that, like I tell people, if you're not going to get out there and at least, if you can't join us, at least pray for those involved and spread the message. And it was still a deep reminder of what happened years ago. And I just want to say I thank you personally for turning pain into triumph.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
No, no problem. Have a blessed evening.
You also.
All right. As what we do is, you definitely can go back on hold and enjoy the rest of the program, because definitely it goes to, before I go to the 216-820 is next, and after that the 216-209. You never know what you might hear from somebody else on this program. But it kind of goes with what happened yesterday with the Faith Walk Fellowship Men's Day that happened yesterday. I must be about my father's business, Luke 2:49. Pastor Stephen Butler gave the keynote, I will say, sermon. Tri-Stone Baptist Church is who he represented, but it happened at the Lutheran Church of the Covenant, 19,000 Libby Road, Maple Heights, 44137. Got to give him credit because the Men's Day program, basically speaking, was Luke 2:49, and he said unto them, "How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?" And the reason I was there was because the Creator allowed Brother Tony Fruits from WHCA 1220 AM, Saturdays at 2 p.m., to say, "Hey, look, I have a vision for men." That's what the Men's Day program is about. Al Porter, man in the street, because of your position, I just need you to speak for 3 minutes. Just 3 minutes. He doesn't realize something. That was no problem, because if you have something to say, you only need 180 seconds, sometimes 120 seconds. And so, you know, the one thing that I can appreciate, besides Daniel Woods being there, is that you did have only one special performance, which was the Deaf Creation, a new ministry of Sister Deborah Fruits, longtime on-air personality. And before I go to the phone caller, let me give you at least a 2.5-minute synopsis of what was said. Because you have to go to Matthew 21, 12, 13, Mark 11, 15 through 18, Luke 19, 45 to 46, and John 2, 13 to 17, which is basically how I live my life. Because Jesus and his disciples, or Yahshua the Messiah and his disciples, journeyed to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover. He saw thousands of pilgrims from all over the world. And I want you all to picture this. He saw them as he entered temple, and Jesus saw greed, coins with Roman emperors, Greek gods, which temple authorities considered idolatrous, gambling for money and for other type of merchandise. And in his anger and the temple's desecration, he grabbed cords and wove them into a small whip, knocked over tables of money changers, driving them out, including sellers of cattle, pigeons. He cleared the temple and had hundreds behind him who cheered because they recognized his authority. It was 3 days before Passover and 4 days before his crucifixion. Now, he didn't use his birthright powers. He could have had thunder and lightning come down and all that, but he chased them out because his resolve, his inner power, His faith in his Father caused his voice to stand out as power. We have to recognize if we proclaim to be faithful followers or servants of God, Yahweh, that we as men can and should be militant-minded in our belief, because King David, Moses, Noah, Samson, they show us that being militant started at God's, Yahweh's throne. Now, if we as men can't walk up to the drug dealer in the street, ask them what's going on, what's on your mind, what extra help do you think you need, speak out on police brutality, hold political leaders accountable, and demand that our pastors leave the pulpit to walk the street to reach the people like our Savior, then we aren't believing in our Father's word to speak out using his voice to not have fear, because men, women, we can't proclaim John 3:16. Believe that Yahweh gave his only son and that we just have to believe in him. And if we have fear of men, that we as leaders, we've got to get over that fear and instill it into our people. And you know, with the little bit of time that was left on that, if the law would come in and say, I want you to picture yourself, if the law were to come into you right now and say, hey, do you believe in the Almighty Father? You'll be jailed or you'll be hung. How many of us believe in God, Yahweh, so much that we could proclaim our love in the Father? Or will we do like Peter and say, I know I'm not? Once, twice, threes? You know, if you believe in the Father, you're going to stand on truth and principle. Talk to people with no fear. I mean, if somebody comes up right now and says, I'm going to gun you down because ain't you do Cleveland conscious rap? I'm supposed to be able to look them out of the eye and say, yeah, I did it. And whatever happens, happens. As a matter of fact, I'm going to add maybe an extra minute that I didn't add yesterday. And I want you to think about this. Are you about your Father's business? It doesn't mean you're perfect. Everybody has problems. But when I was fired for protesting Huron Road closing down, 11 years worth of paychecks, pay raises and stuff gone from the factory. But years later, who would have thought that the council vice president, Ernest Smith of East Cleveland, would say, hey, Al Porter gave me the courage years ago to protest at my job, and I got fired. Because his job, he worked at a school. But he didn't like the fact that they were mistreating children and not treating the children right with certain monetary things. So my faith in the Creator allowed me to say closing Huron Hospital will cost lives, which it did. Then again, who would have known it would have affected somebody like Ernest Smith, who had his conviction for the youth? Do you trust in the Creator enough to give up something precious? Shit, I love making money as much as the next person. Sometimes as Black-on-Black Crime Incorporated president, sometimes you might have to take off work or do some other things because you end up going to freaking court or to see an attorney who should have helped their client, helped with a vigil, community planning. What if somebody comes in and says, hey, we need to meet with you about man-to-man to try to get something going for these youth, but we can only meet at this time and this time? Do I sit back and say, I wish I could, but? Got to think about these things. But then again, I can't think about it too much because I have to fulfill our own Black-on-Black Crime Incorporated mission statement. And nowhere in it does it say, hey, you better get paid for everything. Am I about my Father's business or my own business? I'm going to 216-820. You've been so patient. How you doing out there?
All right, all right. This is Mr. Power, CEO of Black House Sound. Wanted to remind everyone, well, you heard it from the last caller, you know what I'm saying, about the event this coming Saturday. Just so to let everyone know, Black House Sounds will be in attendance, and they will be performing three songs. And don't forget about the National Action Network, you know, at Holy Trinity down there on 71st and Woodland. Black House Sounds will also be performing there. You'll be hearing a track from Sheriff Kilroy by the name of Walk Like a Man, Talk Like a Man. You will be also hearing a special track from Joe Legacy, as well as a special track from Mr. Powers. And speaking of Mr. Powers and the founder, Joe Legacy, if you go log on to your YouTube app to Joseph Motley Jr., check out the newest track by Mr. Motley and Mr. Powers. It is one.
Wait.
I'm going to tell you right now, when I dropped on that, I seriously felt like a little bit of an East Coast rapper a little bit, you know what I mean? But,
what?
You know, and not to be so sarcastic, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, be real spontaneous, but it was just how I was feeling that day. But I just want to let all artists know that, hey, you know what I'm saying, no matter what you're doing, if you're hungry to go in that booth, go in there and you give it all you got like it's your last time going up in there.
Wow. That's
I'm telling you right,
excellent
I'm
advice.
Telling you right now, that track is fire and everyone needs to go ahead and check that out. You know what I'm saying? And all, like I said before, you know what I'm saying, Black House Files will also be performing at the Greenville Fest the following week.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So please be on the lookout for that. And you will also see us again, you know what I'm saying, and more shows and more dates. Because I'm not going to give you all the dates. I'm just going to give you a little bit by little just to get you prepared to come on out and see us. You know what I mean? So to all the viewers and the listeners that's listening, I'm telling you right now, you don't want to miss out. We're going to put on a great performance, and it is going to be something to live for, and it'll be something very inspirational for you to carry along with you, because guess what? Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music. This
real
is Mr.
Cleveland
Powers,
music.
And I'm out.
Thank you so much for that, man. I'm all excited, and I have a 216-209 phone number and a 216-855 number. I will be getting to both of those phone calls. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I'll get to, I will say, the first one after I go and, you know, go back in time a little bit and say that the Facebook, you know, I'll give you this one. And just say that if you choose to, since we're already on it, you can check out Alfred Porter Jr. period on Facebook with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, or I'm a Superwoman Radio. You can also check out none other than the official Hurricane Bang page, Fred Barkley's Facebook page. Now, I'm going to go through and say the 18-foot step ladder for my soapbox, and then after these 2 minutes, I will go directly to none other than our phone caller who's on the line right now, which I'll go to 216-209. But in these 2.5 minutes, I will say that President Trump said via tweet yesterday, I would be willing to shut down government if the Democrats don't give us the votes for border security, which includes the wall, must get rid of lottery, catch and release, etc., and finally go to a system of immigration based on merit. We need great people coming into our country. Wow, I bet you the Native Americans are like, yeah, we had some great ones, all right. But get rid of those darn freeloaders. Anyway, he had made a February remark that I'd love to see a shutdown. And in May, he said of Democrats, they don't want this wall, but we're going to get the wall, even if we have to think about closing up the country for a while. Gee, I never thought that any of Trump's belongings, assets, he thought it might be great if we close down Trump Tower for a little while. But anyway, I digress. Anyway, my thing is, didn't Trump say Mexico would pay for the wall in 2016? Campaign rhetoric? Ain't he? Oh, wait. He's misled the public a lot over 3,000 times in 466 days. Don't take my word for it. You can look it up and read it for yourself. Anyway, I don't know how that's possible, but he managed to do it. But that was 60 days ago in May when he reached that plateau. Anyway, we didn't need a budget for a needed wall on immigration policy, which included, well, census immigration policy, millions of legal freaking budget battles and lawsuits over the DACA and immigration policies. Now a judge, good news, bad news for Trump. The federal judge, Dana Sobral, he was the U.S. district judge, and he said the Trump administration deserves great credit for returning 1,900 kids to their parents, meeting a tight one-month deadline, but also blamed Trump administration for deporting 431 parents, leaving those children stranded in the U.S., which kind of means we're kind of taking care of them, damn it. And a six-year-old girl was sexually abused in Arizona detention center and forced to sign, I believe that came out on Friday, a statement that she understood it was her responsibility to stay away from her abuser, was a way older teen. Now, the ACLU, I apologize, American Civil Liberties Union, says it's about 200-plus cases of those type of abuses. Now, I will say that the president proved what was very important, because President Trump's attorney, the new one, Robert Giuliani, said today, mind you, that President Trump's denied collusion, which Trump has been saying there is no collusion with the Russian governor to win the election in 2016. Well, Robert Giuliani came once again to the president's aid and said, collusion isn't a crime. Yep, that's what he said. Colluding isn't a crime. Colluding about Russia is not a crime. Hacking is the crime. The president didn't hack. Then Giuliani attacked Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, who said Trump knew about the 2016 Russian attorney meeting at Trump Towers with Trump Jr. and son-in-law Kirshner, and then campaign manager and confidant Paul Manafort, who just flipped. But anyway, Giuliani helped everything out by attacking Michael Cohen, releasing the tapes, President Trump conspiring to pay cash. He wanted to pay cash to former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal to not tell a story, and I guess Michael Cohen said, no, you don't. We'll pay her by check. But anyway, of their alleged affair, which kind of looks real now. Anyway, all I can say is that Giuliani's argument says that Cohen broke client attorney privilege. Yep, once they lock up the doofus in chief, they'll probably disbar Rudy Giuliani. Anyway, before I go to the 216-855, what's going on with 216-209, who's probably upset because I said something bad about. Anyway, I apologize for insulting Trump. I know you're calling to tell me off about it. Go ahead, 216-209. What's on your mind?
Oh, not much, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. And I just want to make a quick announcement. Black Odyssey is not just artists. We also are businessmen. We also are videographers. We also help counsel other artists to get better at their craft or some resources just also around the city and other places as well. So, okay. Which leads me to my next point. Excuse me. A special shout out to Max Fett because he has another video coming called The Rock Freestyle. It's on its way. It's in the working process right now.
Nice.
I'm doing the best I can to catch up on all the videos I can. I do have another business, and that's a shoe shine stand, and I have to put that out there because I had a few people within the last few days that listen to me on this program or just see me in the street or whatever, and they ask, what's the holdup? Well, the difference between now and the way it was last year I had began a whole lot of begin those projects. I began those projects with maybe a couple more scenes of footage to go. So I would shoot one video one day, shoot another video another day, and I did a lot of video shooting within a frame of 3 months. And then I went back each week and started breaking it down to finish up what I need else left. And that means there was a lot of nights because my average time for turnover videos is 2 to 3 weeks. So just keep in mind, the videos that you see with a lot of sex and a lot of interchanges, those videos took a little longer than what you see is in the basis of the video. And I had to explain that here on this radio because a lot of listeners come to me through this radio station and just throughout the street or see me at one of my businesses or whatever or not and ask a lot of questions. So I had to respond to a lot of questions that were being asked. For all those who want to check out work on Black Odyssey, you can go to YouTube, BlaqOdessyTV, and everything that we have done, it should pop all the way up. You can follow that same link on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as well. Get Right Music and That Piff as well, along with that as well, too. And I want to send another special shout out to Tay Wall, T Cash, Goldie, Dizog, Cyrus Black, and a few others that I may have missed on this list. But please don't take it personal, because we have worked with a lot of people in our city, looking forward to working with
right.
a lot more people. And we have a long list of things that we got yet to come other than just these videos. We got more shows we got to get back out here for. We got a mixtape that Black Odyssey is sitting on and getting ready to release, and some more music. We're going to be hitting the studio pretty soon as well, too. So it's
nice.
A lot of things that we have going on. So I know a lot of our fans miss us on the music side. Just please forgive us and know that we do a lot of thoughtless work for a lot of other people, because Black Odyssey is not just about us. It's about our community as well. So we do a thoughtless job of helping others. So I just want to say thank you for all the people that listen and share and watch videos as well. Shout out to Black House Sounds. I promise you every week I hear something positive, and I love to hear that.
Right.
And I always get a chance to big them up every time, because those guys are very positive, and that's what you need in your city to make it a real community. And I want to thank you, Al, for being the person that you are, doing a thoughtless job, going out and speaking in a lot of events. And Miss Donna Walker Brown as well. I see her a lot in the street, and I see her doing her thing as well. And I have to give credit to where credit is due. Black Odyssey, we are out here. We're going to make some more music. And we're going to send some more music over to the radio station as well, too, because we got a lot of stuff
nice.
That a lot of people have not heard, and they have not been released, and we're going to release it here first. So that's my name is
Black
Odyssey. And y'all stay tuned for some more stuff. Black Odyssey.
Appreciate it. As we do that, I know as he's going to hold a line, man, we have so many folks on the phone line. I'm going to get to them, and as I do that, I'll get to them within 30 seconds, as I let people know you can Facebook or blog talk D Gambit Radio, the OPN Radio on WeUpRadio.com. It's Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can also Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. Wait a minute. Hey, this will be less than 30 seconds. So I go to the 216-855. How you doing out there?
Hey, it's Classic Carmen calling. Shout out. I want to give a shout out to Black House Sound. Great makes real Cleveland music. I also have something else on my mind as well, right quick with that 30 seconds that you don't have long on the radio station. The thing that I was calling about, I had called to check on someone this past weekend to see how they were doing. And they got into their feelings. And if they're going to keep chasing something that doesn't want them back, they're going to end up with a broken heart.
Wow. You know something? I am so glad you said that, because somebody out there needed to hear that. So I'm going to rewind everything back, and if you can just say what you said, I'll appreciate it. And the people all over the nation and the world basically need to hear that. So I'm shutting up. Repeat what you said, please.
What I'm saying is that if you're going to chase after something that doesn't want you, you're going to end up with a broken heart.
I thank you for that very much, and I also want to, because I don't get enough of a time to say that, I also want to definitely thank you.
And shout out to Black House Sound, because they make real Cleveland music.
That's what I wanted to thank you for. You are one of the strongest supporters out there, and it is greatly appreciated. It goes to a point that if you're not at a show or a performance or something like that, people automatically ask where you are. So I just wanted to put that out there and say I thank you for that strong support.
Oh, you're welcome anytime.
No problem. And you enjoy the rest of this program.
You do the same.
All right. You never know what superstar power you have that's going to call into the program. As a matter of fact, we're going to keep it going. They might not have expected to say anything, but That's not how it works around here. I'm going to 216-848. How are you doing out there?
Greetings, Mr. Porter, Mr. Major Chaps. What up, Cleveland? How's everyone doing? I'm just reminding everybody. That's what's up. Good to hear from you. You know,
yes, sir.
I was just calling to remind everybody to come on out tomorrow from 3 to 5. I had to change it. It was going to be from 5 to 7, so I had to change the schedule from 3 to 5. Anyone interested in auditioning for a Cleveland story, what the game could be for everybody? So it's a Cleveland story. We call this a Cleveland story. You got any talent, acting skills, things that any sort of talent? Come on out. We give you a script to read and see if it could be a possible candidate for this original Cleveland movie. Besides that, Proprietor ENT going live and strong. Shout out to
nice.
Mighty FX. Mixtape coming out soon. And everybody get prepared for this Apollo night. Just the last one. Come on out, show some love for the VMA group committee, society, however you want to, organization rather.
Yes,
with
sir.
That being said, everyone have an awesome night. Before I get off the line, let me give you an update of how far the auditions are being held at the Cleveland Heights Library. That's right on Lee Road. You can't miss it. It's Cleveland Heights, Lee Road. It's the newest Cleveland Heights library that's been built. Matter of fact, the other side of the building is called it's called the Obama Theater. So it's Cleveland Heights Library right there on Lee Road. I have the address and everything posted on my Facebook, so anybody who's online with me on Facebook, they can see the invites. And just come on out. All right? Come on, Cleveland, stand up. All right, with that being said, much love.
Much love. And as a matter of fact, I can appreciate that phone call because you can't go to that site itself. Like I told you, it's on there. Auditions for lowercase a and then a capital A, Cleveland Story on Facebook. And I do believe that's 2345 Lee Road, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, with a 44118, Cleveland Heights University Heights Public Library, courtesy of Major Taps. And as I do and move through to the next phone caller, he alluded to it right. Saturday, August 4th, last one, 9 p.m., the Apollo Showtime at the Apollo honoring Steve Harvey inside the historic East Cleveland Theater, 14108 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. You can call 216-253-4070. You can also call, but not until after 10 p.m., 216-804-7462, so I don't have to clown you on the air. And you can also call, go to the email, jadn.mckly@gmail.com. Making it easy for everybody. As I go through here and see this, 216703, 216703, you've been so patient. What's on your mind?
How you doing there, the sheriff, Mr. Porter, the man in the streets, man? How you feeling tonight, man?
Man, I'm doing well because now I thought I had one song. Now I'm finding out I have two songs, one from Mr. Powers, Mr. Motley. I was already going to debut and premiere the other track.
Uh-huh.
That you just got through dropping with Mr. Motley.
Yep.
What's going on,
mm-hmm.
man, with Black House Sounds? What's happening? What's going on?
Well, you know, we just think that it was time to come out with a mixtape, you know. And if you about to come out with a mixtape, that's about to be dropping real soon. You know, we just dropped a couple of gems, you know, on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, you know, just to give people a little taste. If you guys don't know, the first song that we had put out was called Ready for War with me and Mr. Motley. Man, nice mixtape beat, very nice chorus, hook, man, you know, real good vibe music. And then the second one is from Mr. Powers. Oh, my goodness, man, and Mr. Motley off that Drake Enemy beat. Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's crazy. You got to go on Mr. Motley, get on your page, YouTube, and check that out. And the last one, the one that we just dropped, me and Mr. Motley, It's called Benjamin Franklin, man. Oh, man. You
yeah.
got to go on Somali Jr. YouTube to check that out. And it definitely will be on my YouTube. Just put in Hurricane Bang. Anything that say Hurricane Bang, it should pop right up also. And also, I just wanted people to also know that my Facebook music page has been changed. I changed the name. I know a lot of people have seen that now I have changed the name to the Hurricane Bang / Underrated ENT / Black House Music
right.
page. Because I just wanted everybody to know, man, that we coming. And anything
gotcha.
That I'm a part of definitely is going to be a train to be reckoned with. So I just want to try to know that. You know, that's why I changed the name. I had to put the Black House moniker on there to let people know that that's what it is this year, man. You know, we're not really playing around. We got a lot of stuff going on, man. It's just so crazy. And for all
right.
the listeners, man, that give Black House Sound so much support, thank you so much, man. Shout out to Black Odyssey. Shout out to all the listeners once again, man. It's like I haven't even been on the show for about maybe 3 or 4 weeks. I want to apologize to the fans. But, you know, I had a lot of stuff going on. I had just moved from one residence to another residence, and I'm about to move to another residence. So,
wow.
It was just, yeah, you know, it was just, you know, crazy. You know what I'm saying? And then, we've been in the studio, all the Black House members, been in the studio, you know, day and night, night and day, this week, next week, man. And we've just been trying to get these songs done, man. And, whew, I'm telling you, man, when this mixtape come out, I don't know the name of it yet. It might be an enclosed name. We don't know we're going to name it yet. But when it
right.
drops, I guarantee next show, I will have the title of that mixtape.
Oh, wow.
Definitely.
It's getting deep out there, man. But
oh, yeah, man. Definitely.
It's not
definitely.
Mystery, though, man.
And to all the new listeners that you haven't heard, I'm Hurricane Bang. I'm on Facebook, IG, YouTube. You can go on YouTube. My YouTube channel, just Hurricane Bang. Type that in. Everything's a pop right up. I'm on Facebook. My original page is Champagne Bang. But I just told y'all about the music page. Go ahead and like and subscribe on that.
Right, right.
And I'm on Instagram at Hurricane Bang _5950. Man, just a dope page, period. If you like sports, if you like tennis shoes, you know, it's really just me. It's not like no fan page, nothing like that. It's really me, you know. So
gotcha.
If you want to book, if you want to show love, man, just go ahead. Black House Sound, man, we make real Cleveland music. And we just want to prove that to y'all. And that's what we're doing.
It's being proved. I was getting ready to say that is what you're doing. I appreciate the phone call, man, for real.
Oh, definitely, man. I just want to apologize to the fan once again because, you know, I'm a regular on here. But, you know, these last couple weeks,
right.
man, I just, you know, been moving and sticking and driving.
It's not what people really think.
It's not really what people think.
And that's probably,
it takes hard work, man.
Hey,
it's
showing
really
itself. True. Hard work on
definitely.
Everything. Appreciate it, man. Wish the family well, too, man.
Definitely. Salute. Hurricane Bang, Black House Sound.
You know, I appreciate that. Before I run my mouth again, I see a phone caller pop back up, so I'm going to check on them. But before I do, got to do this no matter what. So I'm going to just play this. Black Odyssey.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you for a minute, just for a minute, keep praying, no matter what, keep praying, yeah, keep praying, it's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Yeah. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith.
faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence.
Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. No matter what, love you, just keep praying, yeah. No matter what.
And that was Black Odyssey. And before we leave out, I want to let people know real quick, follow up, excellent announcement that came in earlier, because you know the National Action Network, Reclaiming Our Time, Youth Make the Difference. That is at 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. this Saturday, Holy Trinity Cultural Church of God in Christ, 7209 Woodland Avenue. And, of course, you will have on there, as a community organizer and all that, Bill Silver, B. Richards in the mix. Anyway, too many mixes in there. And Ernest Harris will be doing the Human and Community Development Workshop Facilitator. And also, as I move backwards in time, the Groomsmen and Bridal Party for Mr. Ronnie B. and Janine Jones of 1008 Vision was held last Friday night at the Rush Hour Grill, Twinsburg. You had people who came through. All we did was sat there and listened to somebody play some old school hip hop, which was beautiful. You had Urban Survival, Dollar Bill, MC Brains, Big Stone, Danielle, Man in the Street, and it was nice. DJ Rully Rail played the old school music, and me being vice president of 1008 Vision, I'm just happy for my people. Much love goes out to them. We have so many different things that are coming up. Before I leave out, 10-foot step ladder, but the letter they came from NAACP 4805 Mount Hope Drive, Baltimore, Maryland, at 21215 area code, June 21st, 2018. Congratulating Cassandra McDonald, president of NAACP Euclid Branch, number 34AE, saying May 19th of 2018, NAACP Board of Directors approved the charter NAACP Euclid Branch. And I am just thankful that that did happen. So it's a live chapter and all of that. What I'm going to do is just say that, looks like that'll be one organization Man in the Street will definitely join, because the NAACP Euclid, since it was Cassandra McDonald, a few months after, we will say last year she got myself involved in the Euclid police murder. She got me involved in the Euclid Police MMA beating, which came a few months after Black Lives Matter. It got me involved in the murder in East Cleveland. So,
We coming. We coming.